The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. We're going to go to General Kellogg in a second. Hey, while we're waiting for General Kellogg, let me get Harold calling in from North Carolina. He's been a listener for a long, long time, and we appreciate that. And, Harold, thank you for your service as a police officer, and thank you for calling always. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning, and give your mom and your aunt a hug.
Thank you. God bless you too, man. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
What I'm thinking is this investigation into AOC to me is a waste of money for a $30,000 ticket. And I don't know how you feel about Ukraine, but we've sent $80 billion, $100 billion over there. And according to Donald Trump, since 2000 to 2020, spent $7 trillion in the Middle East. What are we, a piggy bank?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I know, and you're getting
what these politicians, and Joe, what these politicians should do is take a walk through Northeast Baltimore, Northeast Philadelphia.
Thank you.
And these places haven't had any bombs dropped on them, and you should look at them.
Thank you, Harold. Great, but you always make a great point, man. Listen, all the best to you on the holidays, Harold. Thank you. God bless you, and thank you for always being there for us. Harold calling from North Carolina, and he speaks the truth. Let's go to General Keith Kellogg. And former executive secretary, chief of staff of the United States and National Security Council. And he wrote the book called War by Other Means. General Kellogg, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, sir.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me. Good to be with you again.
Always appreciate it, General. You know, on the money to our caller, Harold, to his point, people get so upset to the money that we gave Ukraine and the billions, and yet we have neglected, and I've been saying this for years as well, you know, some of the cities in America that could use some of the money that we're sending to Ukraine. On the other hand, General Kellogg, my bleeding heart looks at the Ukrainian refugees. I think about children being kidnapped by the Russians from Ukraine, taken to Russia to be raised as Russians. Why? Because the Russians killed their parents, and you can't just let that go. So, and then I see some other commentators on television going after Zelensky. On the other hand, he's the man of the year from Time magazine. My heart lies within the Ukrainian refugees who were just living their lives as normal people and seem to be a good law-abiding people. And then Vladimir Putin just went mad, not unlike Hitler. Where do you stand, General? How do you justify all the money that we are sending Ukraine? Is there an alternative to that, sir?
Yeah, Joe, you know, you'd add about three really great questions in there. You know, first of all, one third of Ukraine are refugees. They've already left the country, which is pretty staggering when you think about the pure numbers. And you're right about some of the Russian children being taken by the Ukrainian children taken by the Russians. That's the reason why we put it in place. It's been the charitable organizations, the nonprofits, an operation called Pied Piper, which is a little bit like they did in London in World War II, where they evacuated the children from London because of the bombing, and they moved them back into safe areas, which I think is important. You know, Joe, all of this could really be changed if the President of the United States would just get out and tell the American people, In a televised address, look, this is at the end state. This is where we want to go. This is what we're trying to do. And this is what we're doing with the money. And we need to have some accountability for it. You know, when you're talking about $100 billion, that's a lot of money. And we don't have a good accountability. I think everybody's kind of pushing for that. But a lot of it is communications. And it's the communications and talking to the American people. And I think you would cut through this division that you have out there, because I think they're saying, gee, where is this money going to? What's going on? Because the humanitarian issues that you see, and you're so right about that, of the children, of the families, you know, the destruction of the cities, because that's what the Russians are doing. They're using energy as a weapon, depriving the Ukrainians of power, which is affecting, that doesn't affect the military, but it's going to affect people, you know, the women and children that are living in the cities that remain standing. So I'm for with the Ukrainians. I'm for accountability, but I'm also for, you know, the United States of America standing up and saying this is the reason why we're doing this, and you know, the reason why we maybe we're spending so much money abroad. And you said it before. Look, we've talked about this a lot of times. Like when I was with Trump, I used to laugh about it because he used to keep his airplane, his big 757 at LaGuardia. And he kept talking about the potholes of LaGuardia, you know, and he kept saying how much he had spent on his undercarriage when he damaged it. And he said, you know, when I'm president, I'm going to fix all of this. I said, okay, right. And he would always talk about using money to fix infrastructure, which he at the time said, you know, if you take the money, and he was using Afghanistan. And he said, you know, if we took all the money we're spending in Afghanistan and just to put that in our inner cities, yeah, in our schools, we could fix a lot of problems. So, I mean, yeah, you asked about three questions that were really good. But I think that's where you need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what, though? And Donald Trump had the guts. And I know, listen, I you know, I've known him for 100 years. And I always go, they go, Joe, you're a Trump guy. No, I just known him literally 40 plus years. And I've always, and we've always had such a great relationship in that regard. But he did step up. And I think, and this, what's really upsetting, General Kellogg, is that we wouldn't even be in Ukraine. We would, Vladimir Putin was scared silly of Donald Trump. And that's what you need. You need a fear. You need Putin to be scared of somebody. And he was scared of Donald Trump, in my opinion. You were there. You saw it. Yeah. And he went up against that hand. You and I have talked about the handshake. You can do all that. And what is upsetting to me, General Kellogg, you know best. You're the expert here, sir. But when I see the upset, and we have chatted about this before, and I have to keep you on the radio, you know, General, you keep talking about it, and someone ends up listening because you repeat it over and over again. What you've got, Iran, there's Turkey's going into Syria. What's happening in Brazil? What's happening in Venezuela? And what's happening in China? Look at the upset, dissent in China. This is the time for a presidential message a la Ronald Reagan. Even Donald Trump would have done it. I mean, goodness gracious, how is the president missing this incredible opportunity to preach democracy from the most powerful office in the world, sir?
Yeah, you know, Joe, I think part of it is, you know, when you make a presidential announcement, when you're sitting in the Oval Office and you do it, generally, there's underpinnings, and the underpinnings are a policy, okay, because they kind of talk about it in the Oval and the Situation Room, and, okay, this is where we're going to go. It's been hashed out by everybody in kind of agreement. So when a president would walk and sit behind the Resolute desk and make an announcement or go somewhere else and make the announcement, there was generally a policy, and everybody was behind it. Mike, what's happening now, and it's really pretty obvious to anybody who's watching even in a shallow way, that there's really no underpinnings of policy, and it's kind of saying, well, we're just going to let things drift, and they'll end up where they
great
end up,
point.
Whatever it's going to be.
Great point.
And I don't see that thing about, you know, okay, this is where we're heading to, and that's the reason I'm talking about with Ukraine on an end state. But, you know, you can see it everywhere. I mean, like an energy policy. Okay, our current energy policy is don't drill in the United States, but we're going to go to Venezuela and get oil. Excuse me? We're going to do what? And, you know, it's almost like, look, you know, there's a better quality of oil from Russia. Let's just buy it from Russia. What the heck? Think about it. Oh. It's insane. And I don't think when they talk about adults in the room and policies, I really, Joe, don't think that they've thought through these policies, or it's random. And as I've said this many times before, it's almost like they're just kind of whistling past the graveyard and hoping the American people, who are sometimes ADD, I hate to say it, and we all know that, are just ignoring it, and now there's other things on their mind. You know, there are more important things happening. There's the football season and the playoffs coming up. There's Christmas coming up. You know, we just finished with Thanksgiving. Americans worry about that. They're worried about inflation out there. You know, we can kind of push this to the right. Don't worry about it. You know, Americans won't really pay attention to it. You know, and that's my concern. And I honestly think, Joe, that's what's happening.
Yeah, well said. And you know what? Thank you for reminding us about Afghanistan. You forget about Afghanistan, and the president goes on, and then everybody goes, oh, well, we're going to reelect this president. And not to make it political, but what about Afghanistan? 13 military members lost. And where did all the weapons go? And by the way, this is the question, General Kellogg. Is the Taliban going to help out, you know, some of the terror groups now because of the weapons that we left in Afghanistan? That's got to come back to haunt us at one point, yes?
Yeah, I will. You know, Joe, this is one I want to just kind of ignore. And I remind everybody, okay, just remember now with Afghanistan, the guy who's running security for Afghanistan, internal security operations and his planning, is a guy named Haqqani. Oh, by the way, he still today has a $10 million bounty on his head for terrorism. And he's like, he's their operations officer inside Afghanistan. You don't think he's not bringing, you know, letting that place become the famous hole-in-the-wall gang it was in the West, where you bring in all the bad guys. So, but that's one, Joe, it's kind of gone off everybody's radar, and it'll happen if something bad goes real quick. Then everybody will come roaring back to it. But here's the thing I found in the White House, Joe. You have to juggle a lot of things simultaneously, and you have to really be good about it. You've got to be a good juggler. You know, bad jugglers drop two balls, you know, when they're only juggling two balls. You've got to be really good at it because you're always moving with a lot of different things simultaneously. And it really takes somebody to be able to sift through all of that. Trump was able to do that along with Vice President Pence and the national security team. But it wasn't easy. I mean, I used to laugh when I'd walk home at night. I said, I'm getting gray here every single night of the day. The day and night from this stuff going on, you know, and what I loved about Trump, he had a really, you know, unlike the, and you know him, when the Klieg lights came on, kind of a different kind of guy, but in the back, he was very calm and measured and, you know, used some profanity once or twice or 20 times, you know, but he would get the point across. This is where we want to go. And he'd give us cardinal direction. Yeah. And so we said, okay, this is where we want to go. And we didn't have it. And he would always ask us. So we'd have 5, 6, 7 things we'd go in when we did the presidential daily brief on intelligence. And we did it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we moved to Tuesdays, Thursdays, back and forth. We got them every single day. We in the national security team. But it was a constant juggling. And you have to do that. And you can't not take your eye off the ball. You know, Joe, I got to go to this one real quick. You know, yeah. I remember right near the end of the administration, we actually took a team, a SEAL team, and put them into Niger to get an American civilian that had been captured by what turned out to be just bad guys, and actually dropped them in all the way from Norfolk, Virginia, took them out. And this was something that most American people wouldn't even think about, but Trump was so resolute about making sure he protected Americans. We took SEALs, took them halfway around the world, dropped them in through a parachute, got them on the ground, they got this guy released. It's in the news if we want to pick it up, and, you know, you could probably Google it. But that was one of those things where you juggle it. You just can't say, well, don't worry about this guy over here. You know, he happened to be picked up by bad guys. It's only one American. He would constantly stay on top of all of this and drive us all to end states. And I just, Joe, honest to God, I just don't see that right now.
Yeah, you don't. And General Keith Kellogg, you know, it's just a an honor to talk with you, because as I look at what you did in Vietnam alone, and as you listen to General Keith Kellogg, and he's a very humble man, and would probably prefer I don't mention this Silver Star for gallantry in action that he was awarded that he earned while serving the 101st Airborne Division during Operation Eagle Thrust in the Republic of Vietnam during an air assault. If I may, General, Lieutenant Kellogg pulled a wounded man from a fire line and went on to attack an enemy bunker system with a machine gun. Running down the line, he destroyed 5 enemy bunkers with hand grenades. His gallant actions and dedicated devotion to duty without regard for his own life were keeping with the highest traditions of military service. And, you know, General, this is amazing. You know, we have my friend is Colonel Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient, who is a great, great man deserving of that Medal of Honor. How in the line of duty, and I've asked Colonel Jacobs this too, your mindset, I mean, you're throwing grenades, you're grabbing, and is it just instinct? I mean, just putting aside the fear factor for a second, if we may, General Kellogg, walk us through that. How you come up with such valor at such a time like that, that where your life is just can go away in an instant.
You know, Joe, that time, and I mean, when you're in a gunfight in a war, you know, you realize that you're actually working with a lot of heroes. You know, some of them are unsung people that they just stay with you, and part of it's a function of training. And just what you want to do. But part of it is just understanding, you know, reactions take over and you do what's necessary to do it. You don't think, I would just tell people, you never used to think in a gunfight. You always just react to it, and you react to it through good training. And that was the action you're talking about was actually the first fight I got into in Vietnam. And I was with a guy named David Grange, who was a legendary figure in the American military. You know, what they called, you know, the best Ranger competition in the Army is named after David Grange. And And I was with him, and he used to always throw me into gunfights. I was out there. It seems like every time I walked out of the tent, we got shot at. You know, but part of it is, you know, we were really good at what we did. We were a first-class fighting unit. We were very proud in the early stages of Vietnam what we were doing. And when that happened, honestly, it was you take over. And I remember that very vividly because it was my fight. I lost one-third of my platoon that day. Wow. And I realized, as a leader, that if I didn't get through the bunker line because they had interlocking fires, I had to get through the bunker line to get through it to protect the troops. And they stayed with me. And I remember, you know, looking left and right, and they were with me. It was almost part of the, you know, we're going to keep following this guy just to see what the hell's going on because it must be fun. And when I pulled the guy out of the fire line, I was talking to somebody the other day, is what they would do is they'd cut the branches of jungle below your knee level so you couldn't see it when you were walking. And they would have interlocking fields of machine gun fire, and it took his legs out. And I saw him go down, and I realized immediately what was happening. So I grabbed him and pulled him over, and, you know, he recovered later. But it's, you don't think about that, but just realize you're trying to help you save the guy you're with. And then we went and we kept fighting forward. As part of that, you know, I will tell you, it's a funny little side story. My platoon sergeant was right behind me. That in those days, we had metal canteens on our hips. And he got a shot through the metal canteen. Well, in the heat of the jungle, it was warm. He didn't realize it. Shock of the round hit him. He said, I remember him saying, I'm hit. And I rolled him over and I said, no, you just need a new canteen. And I kept thinking to myself, man, you don't think about it at the time. But he thought he'd been shot in the back in the war. Actually, it wasn't blood. It was warm water on his back.
Oh,
he had been in the shock of the round in the metal canteen. It, you know, thought he'd gotten hit. But it was one of those, it's just, you know, you're in the company of other heroes. And I've kept in contact with several of them over the years, which is really kind of good. And I'm very proud of the men, and now the men and women in service who've done things like that are willing to go into harm's way. And I think, you know, Joe, especially in this season, all Americans should really appreciate the people, the men and women we have in the military, because they're willing to go in harm's way. They're willing to take on danger to protect the American way of life and going forward. And there's nothing we can, you know, we do for them that is really ever enough, because these are the people we put on the ramparts. You know, think of the 13 great Americans we lost in Afghanistan. They were going there to save people. They were there to pull people out, and they died doing that.
Yes, sir.
And I just am so proud to have served with them.
Yeah. Well, that's my generation, sir, the Vietnam. And you didn't get enough credit, the Vietnam veterans. And so we thank you for that service, General Kellogg. Great chat. Always like to bring that to the forefront, how fortunate we are with the great military that we do have and your service to this country, General Kellogg. Thank you. And thanks for that reminiscing. I hope you don't mind that I went there, sir, but it's just great to hear.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. General Keith Kellogg right there. Joe on the radio, 822 right now. Dr. Mark Siegel's going to join us. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Alternate side parking rules suspended for religious observance. Meter rules in effect. Remember, it's a gridlock alert day. Inbound GWB, a 30-minute delay. Lincoln is an hour. Holland Tunnel, that's an hour from 1 to 9. Better from the turnpike, but not much. Let's go to 110 southbound in Amityville. Accident investigation going on, and traffic is still moving slowly as you take a ride to the Pulaski Skyway right by the Tunnel-y Circle in Jersey City with an accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
That's Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Debbie. Telling you about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. You got to go to MyPillow.com. You want a great Christmas, Hanukkah gift, you go to MyPillow. You're going to get incredible gifts like these percale sheets I keep telling you about. You know, they're available in a variety of colors and sizes. You can get them for as low as $29.98. Yes, you can. And you see Mike on TV. You see about the sheets, the percale sheets that I'm telling you about. Cool and crisp and breathable and have those deep pockets to fit over any mattress with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. But I gotta tell you, they're gonna love the My Pillow, My Slippers, the mattress topper, the pillows, the towels, everything from Mike Lindell. You can get great deals on, you can get great warranties, you can get great guarantees. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, or call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, MyPillow.com. The promo code you gotta remember, please, at MyPillow.com is Joe P.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella is the guy. And if you want the largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, you got to get to Route 22 Toyota. They got all those fuel-efficient Toyotas, you know, like the Prius, the RAV4 Hybrid, the Camry. You could call 973-705-8905, 973-705-8905. And Alex and the team is standing by for you at Route 22 Toyota and will offer you, you ready, 125% of book value on your trade. And you're looking at your car, you're going, Joe, really, this? I'm telling you, any make, any model. You go to Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, and you tell Alex, look, I heard you on Joe's show. Give him a call, 973-705-8905, and you could say, what can you do for me? I want to get into a new car. And you tell him, look, I heard you on the Joe Piscopo show. You're going to be amazed at the deal you get, I think, at Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route 22 Toyota.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 826 on AM 970. The Answer. We're going to get Dr. Mark Siegel with us in a second. And thank you for allowing me to, delve into the military history of General Kellogg. I am so amazed, and I want to say to my Vietnam veteran friends and the people of my generation, the baby boomers, hey, boomer, they always make fun of us. The Vietnam veteran, veterans all put their lives on the line, fought in a war that sometimes people didn't understand, and we thank every single one for their valor and for what they went through. It's a horrible situation. I remember in high school. I remember kids leaving. Kids weren't coming home during Vietnam, so it was great to hear General Kellogg tell us about that. And as we talked to Colonel Jack Jacobs, my dear friend, and what he did, the valor that they, and even my father, I was talking about my pop, you know, he was a couple hundred miles behind enemy lines, as it were, and he would be loading onto the bombs, onto those B-17s and B-24s that would go bomb Berlin. But I remember he was in London. I told you this before, and there was one of those V-2 rocket attacks, and he went into the subway. There was an explosion. His knee got cut, and they were going to give him the Purple Heart, and Pop didn't take the Purple Heart. He goes, nah, man, this is nothing. This is nothing. This is a cut from some shrapnel, you know, and here I am. And I love that attitude, and I wish we had leadership of that attitude. You know, General Kellogg was in the Trump administration. You know, and I just wish we were there. I just wish we were there where we had these warriors, you know, in positions of power. Because right now I'm not feeling any of that from this administration, any of that. So that's just me. All right. Hey, give us a call if you want, 877-970-2999. There's a lot to get into. I am concerned about the RSV situation. Al was talking about that apparently the emergency rooms around the country now are flooded with this respiratory virus. But now it's a tridemic. You get COVID, you get flu. So now I think I'm right, and this is guilt talking, so forgive me if I make it personal, but my Aunt Millie turns 100. God bless her. How about that, huh?
That's awesome.
And mom wants to be, an Uncle Eugene, you know, doing well. This is my mom's family, the greatest generation. Talk about the greatest generation, right, who saved the world. Now, I'm afraid to go show up somewhere because you never know what you get. You get something, a lung infection, you get a little of this respiratory thing, and you're 100, then you got a problem. So now I think we may have to bow out of that, Aunt Millie. Zoom in.
Hi, how you doing?
Then my mom said, I said, Mom, I don't want to get you out, you know, like we always... You know, my brother is so meticulous about watching out for mom, which we call him Uncle Fauci, you know. And it's like, we just kind of just, and we mean that in a good
cousin,
way.
Cousin
Fauci. Okay, yeah, Uncle. We, you know, it's because we, he's always protecting, but you got to be like that nowadays, man. So I'm torn between taking my mom, you know, and just to maybe drive her over. She could wave. Isn't this terrible? You know, I blame the communists. I blame the communist Chinese. I really do.
All right, look, mom, wave.
Yeah. I know. Look where we are. We got to worry about it. We got a president that doesn't even ask where the virus came from, for crying out loud.
He's more concerned about ice cream.
Tell me about the ice cream stats. What did you hear about it? How many?
So he's been. Yeah. He hasn't been to the border once, but he's been to Delaware like 35 times and has made 8 trips to the ice cream store while he's been in Delaware. Like, they're tracking that. This is great. It's an ice cream tracker. Oh, I like ice cream. When he was with Macron the other day, they were at a restaurant. What did they have for dessert? Ice cream. And he's sitting there with the big smile on his face. Look, I got ice cream. It's great.
I'm telling you. And the Democrats are going to rally.
I want to know what surgery Murphy had, though. The governor is doing well. They said it was a minor surgery. It was not related to his cancer. You know, he's fine. He's resting at home.
He deserves some privacy.
I think if, again, they would not say what surgery this is. So what
is
it his teeth? I want to know if it's his teeth. Because, come on. I mean, if you see him in a couple of days and he smiles and that it's gone. Then you know that, you know, he's listening. He's all right. You know, it's time to change
the team. You're the worst. Very.
Tommy wanted me to, you know, it's Morty. It's my dog Morty.
He's a gentleman. Yeah. Will you stop? And it's not going to take how long does surgery take? I'll tell you if it was teeth or not.
Well, they said it was an outpatient surgery, but they had to put him under. So, you never know. Fix those, you know.
Well, we wish him all the best.
It shouldn't take long.
We wish the governor all the best.
We do. No, he's resting comfortably. That's good.
And then now talk about governors in New Jersey. Yeah. You got Chris Christie running.
Did you see his supposed niece on a plane screaming at people?
Is that fair to vilify Christie for that?
I'm not vilifying Christie. Hold on a second. I'm
Tell
not vilifying Christie.
Yeah, this is a wild. This is a wild story.
So this woman was on the plane in New Orleans. Apparently, she must have been inebriated on drugs or whatever it was, because she started yelling at people. Thought people were. Drug dealers, and this and that. And then she started screaming at the flight attendants, "Do you know who I am? My uncle is Chris Christie. He's going to get you all thrown out of the country." He knows
Shut
Trump.
Up and sit down.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I would have been like, listen, honey, just relax there a little bit. I mean, that's embarrassing. Could you imagine if you're Chris Christie, you get that phone call, your niece was disruptive on a plane?
It was so wrong, because they went, everybody's got to go after somebody. And so now they go after Chris Christie because he's going to run for president, whatever. So no matter how you feel about it, they really should not link that. If this niece, if any of that was true, and this girl apparently did go crazy, and if she did mention, why does that reflect on Governor Christie? It should not.
But
it should
it
not.
Shouldn't,
that's not
but
fair.
I'm just saying, but even if he is your uncle, that's the chip you keep when you're getting arrested. Not when you're making a disturbance on a plane. You don't throw that out there.
Then she goes, we know Donald Trump. I mean, you know.
Right. What are you doing? What are you doing? You don't throw that out there. That's why I'm saying she's probably drunk, a little high, whatever, and, you know, throwing that stupid stuff. Do that.
It's just unfortunate,
yes,
man.
100%.
And you can't. But hey, the big news. We'll talk to Dr. Siegel. We got more breaking news coming up in a moment, but let's go right to Dr. Siegel, because he is a practicing physician. So when you talk to Dr. Siegel, this man knows what he is talking about. Dr. Mark, always awesome to have you with us. Welcome back to the show, sir.
You know, you hit the key there, as usual, Joe. This is not just your comedy days, but actually, this is what I pride myself on, which is I'm in the office every day seeing patients, answering questions, figuring out what the fears are and what the information is.
Yes, you are a quote-unquote practicing physician, unlike everybody, and forgive me, Dr. Siegel, the CDC, the NIH, all these folks, they don't see patients every day, correct?
Right, they're theorizing, and they're coming up with public health policy, and they don't pay enough attention to the question about whether people are receptive or not. You know what blew me away? And I love to tell this story. A couple months ago, several months ago, I had on the head of the Vaccine Confidence Project from the UK named Heidi Larson. And I was all ready for her to talk about misinformation and people are misinformed. And you know what she said? She said, I hate that word. What happens is somebody comes to you as a doctor and they got fears. They got concerns. You're putting a needle in their arm. They heard something. They want to know what you think about it. And you can't bulldoze them. You can't browbeat them. And that's what the government does wrong.
Yeah, it's so true. Now, tell us about this tridemic, because this is it. Dr. Siegel, and listen, we're all fans, and we love you, and you're a great guy. And I love when people, I meet people, no names mentioned, who you're the doctor of these famous people, and they say with great pride, you know, Dr. Siegel's my doctor. Like that. They actually brag about that. We love that about you. But I got to tell you, I worry about carrying something to my mom. I worry about going out. We were talking about my Aunt Millie turned 100. God bless her. They're going to have an event. And now I see tridemic. I see this. So something's out there, and we still got to be careful, at least around the most vulnerable. Correct, Dr. Siegel?
Yeah, that's really, really true. And, of course, there's ways to protect the most vulnerable. I mean, you know, the old adage, if you're sniffling or coughing, stay home. If you got a fever, stay home. We got a lot of RSV, upper respiratory viruses, but they cause symptoms. Stay home. I mean, you want to know whether to wear a mask or not? If you're coughing, you should wear one. If you're in closed spaces, if you're around somebody that's really at high risk, I think that's true. And I think you can also, for the other two things, flu and COVID, you can test people. So you don't want to, you know, it's not about politics. It's about not putting your 100-year-old relative at risk.
Yeah, exactly right. And so this RSV, they, apparently the emergency rooms are flooded with mostly children. Did this come about because of the lockdown, sir?
Yes, sir. This came about because our children weren't exposed to this highly contagious virus the way they usually are. They got it out of season, and they had most likely what is called an immune pause, where their immune system wasn't expecting to see it. Our immune system is our defense. You know, think of a border. I hate to use this analogy. Think of a porous border. But if you have a border and your border patrol is not expecting something, they take them a little longer to wake up. So the immune system's taking a little longer to wake up. Now, the good news is RSV is on its way down. The numbers last week were half the numbers the week before.
Wow.
That's because we're seeing a blanket immunity now of everybody getting it. RSV on its way out. Flu on its way up.
And now I took the flu shot. I took the booster. Is there something for RSV that we should be taking? Did they develop that yet?
No, they got that, but that isn't out for another year or so. They got a really good couple of really good vaccines on RSV, but they're not going to be out for a year or two. Flu shot, I'm glad you said that. It's a really good match this year. All vulnerable groups for sure should take it. We haven't used enough of it, and I'm glad you had it. I like this flu shot this year.
And Dr. Siegel, we're going to let you go. I know how busy you are, sir. On this COVID situation, the booster, take this booster, take another booster. I took the fourth booster, and then do we take another booster? I mean, we're not asking for medical advice over the airwaves, but is it smart to take a booster if you're in a vulnerable age group?
I'm going to answer that in a circuitous way. I think the mandates took away everybody's appetite, and only 30 million people have taken this. But if you look at it purely scientifically, if you're in a high-risk group, this particular booster does decrease severity. It does decrease spread for the first couple of months. If you haven't had COVID recently, if you're elderly, if you have underlying medical conditions, I absolutely would take it. It's just as safe as the previous shots. We got to come out with a COVID shot that covers all these subvariants. We're not there yet. We're moving in that direction. There's a lot of science out there. It's not ready for prime time. In the meantime, if you're at risk, yes, take this booster.
Dr. Siegel, you're the best. Thank you so much for taking the time with us, Dr. Mark. We love you. Happy holidays to you, sir.
Joe, great to be on with you, and always glad to come on. Thank you.
Happy holidays. Thank you. Happy holidays. Yeah, to you too as well. Thanks so much, Dr. Mark Siegel, right there. Great, great guy. I mean, if you sit and you talk with Mark and you go, wow, and he's got so many patients and he's constantly, you know, when these guys do hits, I know we got a break. When Dr. Siegel, for example, does a hit like here or he goes on Fox News, he's got patients throughout, you know, and they're working with patients. All right, I got to go talk to Piscopo on the radio, and he takes the time out of love for you and respect for you, by the way, if you're kind enough to listen. So that's a vital, vital information that we just had. So hopefully you can absorb that and execute that handily. Now, I think I'm on my way to get the other booster. I'm the worst.
Oh, boy.
I know, I'm the worst. Goodness. I am such a hypochondriac.
Although my wife told me she has a friend. They went to Long Island to visit this friend or whatever with her girlfriend. And the woman apparently gets a booster like every 6 weeks or 8 weeks.
She okay,
COVID
though?
Booster. Yeah. And I was like, why are you getting the same booster every 8 weeks? It doesn't.
Well, you get a different. There's a new one out now, and there's a new
Yeah, the bivalent booster, which I got in September. There isn't another one that's out.
I got the fourth one. Am I safe on that?
You're safe.
Am I skin out?
I mean, I'm not a doctor, and you did infer the other day that I was the dumbest out of the three. So I don't know if you'd be taking my advice.
The dumbest, the least religious.
Right, the least religious, dumbest.
That's true.
I got my lazy saint. I got to pray to. I love it.
But you are the most impatient.
And real quick now, the president is speaking right now. He is giving the details about this swap of Brittany Grenier and the Russian prisoner that was in American custody. I don't know if you want to hear. Do you want to hear any of it? He's talking live right now. I don't know if you want to hear.
All right. You know how I do this?
We can do it very quickly.
Okay, very quickly. Right, go.
Brittany will soon be back in the arms of her loved ones, and she should have been there all along. This is a day we've worked toward for a long time. We never stopped pushing for her release. It took painstaking and intense negotiations, and I want to thank all the hardworking public servants across my administration who worked tirelessly to secure her release. I also want to thank the UAE for helping us facilitate Brittany's return, because that's where she landed. These past few months have been hell for Brittany and for Charlie. And her entire family and all her teammates back home.
You know, even though none of us agreed, really, most of us did not agree with Brittany Griner and her distaste for this great country. She was an American citizen, should be home. I don't know who is this guy that they traded off for, Albert. An arms dealer, Victor Bout.
Arms dealer. He was Victor Bout. He was Victor Boot. Excuse me. He's a Russian arms dealer. Earlier this fall, a Russian court. Let's see. He had been dealing in arms. The U.S. had said that he was dealing with a lot of terrorist organizations. Russia denies this, and so it was a one-on-one swap. Now there is still a Marine.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken,
Paul Whelan's still there. He was convicted in 2020 of spying, which he denies in the United States denies. So while we trade the basketball player who trashes
the Marine
the
is still
States,
in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. In Russia.
Still there.
Al's got the headline news right now, and I'd rather listen to Al than the president. Thank you. Let's go there. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The answer.
49 degrees at 8:41. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor Adams welcoming the arrival of major cruise ship business to New York City. He announced yesterday the city's new partnership with Switzerland-based MSC Cruises, the world's third largest and fastest-growing cruise brand. Starting in April, MSC will launch year-round cruises leaving from Brooklyn Terminal, and the mayor touted the massive economic impact this will have on the city, while noting it will create some 10,000 jobs. A traditional maritime naming ceremony will be held tonight for MSC's newest U.S. flagship, MSC Seascape. It's a massive vessel that's just arrived at Manhattan's Pier 88. The historic Moreland Theater in Ocean City has been purchased by Town Square Entertainment. Officials are saying they plan to restore the old building, making it their fourth movie theater in the area. The Moreland was built in 1905 and originally opened its doors as a bowling alley. It was transformed into a movie theater in 1922 before being relocated to connect to the boardwalk in 1929. The company has yet to announce plans for the renovation and reopening of the theater that has been vacant since 2018, according to NJ.com. In sports, Mets signed left-hander Jose Quintana to a two-year deal. That's worth $26 million. Knicks crushed the Hawks 113-89. The Nets over the Hornets 122-116. The Rangers topped the Golden Knights 5-1 in Las Vegas. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening on 110 southbound. It's still closed in Amityville. Serious accident. Ongoing investigation. Wantagh heading northbound right by the southern state. It's an accident as well. We're still seeing volume eastbound Gowanus up through the Prospect. Watch for delays as you head to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. It looks like you have an accident here as you approach the Lincoln Tunnel. So, again, do watch out for some delays at the inbound side of the Lincoln. You're waiting about an hour getting into town. Heading to the inbound Holland Tunnel, that's an hour from 1 to 9, better from the Turnpike, and over at the George Washington Bridge, a 30-minute delay. 46 westbound by Notch Road, getting out through Little Falls It's an accident there, and traffic is still slowing down on 287 northbound, getting up through exit 3, heading right out through Edison. Watch for delays on the Sprain north at 100B, a stalled vehicle cleared. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Steel. Give the gift that's hard to wrap but easy to give. The Steel Holiday Gift Guide has outdoor power tools and more for everyone on your list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or go online to stihlusa.com/gift guide.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is building its Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Tunnel to Towers is doing even more for their program recipients, and it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your kindness and your generosity. It's the first of its kind, a community of 110 homes for the foundation's program recipients, families of fallen first responders, Gold Star families, families of catastrophically injured first responders and service members, all in one community, as neighbors, their children playing together, growing up together, loving families, being there for one another through good and bad times. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our nation's greatest heroes have made for our country and our community. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes back the president and CEO of Emblem Health, Karen Ignani, to bring us up to date on how Emblem is keeping up with the healthcare industry. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 with an encore at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Relief Factor, because if you're not sure, and you know, if you hear about Relief Factor and you go, I'm not sure, I don't know that it's going to work. A lot of folks felt that way. I know I did at first when I first heard about it. And then we talked about it. And then when the Relief Factor folks came to us and they said, Joe, we want to advertise on your show. And I said, great, let me try, if I may, the product, because I hear great things about it. And I tried it. And in 5 days, that knee pain that I had, that I could not get rid of, by the way, was gone, since I started taking Relief Factor. Now, that's a fact. Now, on the radio, I can't make a clinical claim. I got to tell you exactly what happened with me. Let me be your guinea pig. Excuse me how you use the word guinea, but it was, I am like the trial run, and it worked for me. And if it works for me and tens of thousands of other people, it could work for you, I think. 1995, try the 3-week quick start, please. 800 The number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF is where you want to go. And again, just to check it out, 100% drug-free, you go to ReliefFactor.com. Everything you need to know about Relief Factor will be right there at the website, ReliefFactor.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
What kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Happy birthday, Sammy.
Who can make a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle to the candy man.
One of the nicest guys I ever met in my life, Sammy Davis Jr. And then, I was just, it's funny you say that. How old would he would have been now? How old?
97, I believe.
Wow.
What are you listening to?
This commercial, yeah. Listen. It's Sammy doing like a Suntory, which must have been a Japanese a liquor ad.
Oh, yeah.
Not one word. He just says, It is so fun to watch, man. I think maybe I'll repost
He's pouring
that.
The drink, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's, the drink? So yes, much fun. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. I tell you, he was, oh, man. And again, he when he looked at me and I, you know, he looked up at me with that one eye and he said, "You're a nice man."
he said that?
He did. I never forget those words are seared right into my heart, man. Sammy did. "You're a nice man." He goes like that, man, when we first met, you know?
Right.
And then we would see each other and hang out a little bit. It's just a grace. I missed greatly. And probably out of everybody before and since, the greatest entertainer ever.
And
was
one
Sammy
of the most
Davis
inspirational.
Jr. Yeah, yeah.
The adversity that he overcame is to marvel at.
Yeah, when he went, when he went. You're right. He's leaving Vegas, driving his Cadillac, and then there was a lumber truck or something. Remember, and something fell off the truck, and the one of the points the points on the steering wheel went right into his eye, and he was blinded. And then he couldn't get his balance, which is happens. You lose your eye. What did he do? He went to Palm Springs. Frank Sinatra put him up at the Springs at his house, and they worked it out together. They worked out and they did therapy together. And Sammy came back bigger and better than ever. It is an inspirational story.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, and a social warrior as well. Never let color get in the way. Never. And if they joked about him about color, he'd go right back, and he'd hit the boys right back with their own jokes. A great, great man, a sweetheart, and truly one of the most talented individuals. 97, wow. When he died, 1990. And,
yeah, that's right.
That throat cancer, yeah.
And the same day as Jim Henson, another entertainment luminary.
You're going to get checked for your throat now?
But we had the same, Sammy and I had the same doctor, Dr. Irv in Beverly Hills at Cedars-Sinai. Great, great doctor. And he couldn't tell me about Sammy, but.
So you're all right medically. You're right with the
listen,
throat.
Listen, listen. Yeah. So I said, you know, he said to Sammy, and Sammy was dying on his deathbed there. Sammy, would you change anything? Because he lived a lifestyle that, you know, for most of us, that was very, very fast. And he, you know, Sammy goes, nope, wouldn't change a thing. And as he was dying, he said, I would not change one thing, man. I know. God bless him. But yes, I'll go see my ear, nose, and throat guy tomorrow. I have a colonoscopy, cardiologist, urologist. Give me up and on the list. I'm ready. Get Dr. Siegel. Calling Dr. Siegel. Calling Dr. Moe. Calling Dr. Larry. Hey, Moe. Oh, my Lord. I worry.
Your cell numbers, right? Good thing you have all their cell numbers, right?
I drive them crazy. You're nuts. My doctor will literally text me back. You're nuts. And I'm being kind on the vernacular that he used. You're
I love it.
8:51. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. How we doing out there, Deb?
Joe, it's a gridlock alert day, so allow extra time around the city. And remember, alternate side parking rules, suspended meter rules in effect for the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Let's go to 110 southbound as you get into Amityville. Everything closed, serious accident, ongoing investigation. We're seeing delays on the Cross Bronx East at White Plains Road. A stalled car was just cleared. Still seeing problems here at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel with an accident being cleared. At the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, looks like traffic is really moving slowly, trying to get there about an hour into town. Inbound Holland, that's an hour from 109-40 from the Turnpike, George Washington Bridge, 25. 78 eastbound, local lanes, exit 56 in Newark. It's an accident there to watch out for. And traffic is slowing down this morning as you head to the Sawmill South at Marble Avenue to Thornwood with a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Marketing your business is hard. It's so competitive, and getting new customers is as hard as keeping your existing ones. We know it because we're a local business too. So when it comes to marketing your business and getting new customers, we know how to do it. Our digital marketing firm, Salem Surround, is built to create customized solutions to your business, not your competitors, just you. Reach out to us at salemsurround.com, and we'll work with you to create those solutions that will increase your business and bring you new customers. SalemSurround.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number 2, for my stepfather who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15, 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA, 0, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment, what every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
Take it from Charlie Kirk.
As I read this New York Times article, so I read the New York Times so you don't have to. Salem Media Group reaches more people than they realize. This is my favorite line of the whole thing. Their hosts are big names and they have huge reach, which makes them one of the most powerful forces in conservative media.
Tap into our big names to help grow your business.
To find out more about it, reach out to our general sales manager, Laura Schaefer, by calling 212-857-9639.
Thank you for finally noticing.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Al Gajula, Satan music in the morning. Yeah, Al's banging his head.
Music for my lazy saint.
I know. But when you get our, when you get, you're young. You're my age. You start banging your head. You hit your head on, oh, ow. You go, you bang your head on the counter.
That's another issue. You should get this checked.
I have to go get my head checked. Ow. Hey, Jeff Nordine's with us at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how are you? We got a beautiful day today, you're telling me, huh?
I'm doing fantastic after listening to that music.
You know, that's what you don't want to listen to, man. That's heavy metal. Right. It's great. There's some of it that's great. It's mostly Satan music, young man. We want you to listen to Frank Sinatra and all the old standards, okay?
And I still do that, and I'll be doing that outside today because it's beautiful. Partly sunny skies. 55 degrees going to be the afternoon high. Very nice for this time of year. We do get a little chillier going ahead, though. So tonight's going to be down to 35 with a partly cloudy sky. Sunshine and blue skies tomorrow, 45 degrees. And I'll give you a sneak peek of the weekend. Temperatures are going to be in the low 40s, partly cloudy on Saturday. And then the possibility of a rain-snow mix late in the afternoon Sunday. Maybe about a half an inch of snow is possible, but nothing that's going to be too impactful.
All right, great. Great job, Jeff. Thank you so much, my friend. Hey, it's coming up to 9 o'clock. Mike Gallagher's at 10 o'clock. But in the 9 o'clock hour, you don't want to miss Gordon Chang, kind enough to take the time with us. And we got a lot to talk to Gordon about. What's going on in China? He's been ahead of the curve from day one when Gordon first told us about where the virus came from. But Gordon Chang was the gentleman who told us about the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I said, what is that? You know, I believe in the Hubei province of China. Well, he knew it, and now we have a situation where China has descent and China's exports are lessening. This is the time to move. And the question is, why is the president not moving? You make your own deduction. I've made mine and you make yours. Gordon Chang will break it down. And you know what? He's a measured individual. He's a good Jersey guy who speaks nothing but the truth. Hey, Joe Mantegna, how cool is that? Joe is a great actor. You know him from The Godfather 3, Zaza. right? Criminal Minds, and also he voiced over The Simpsons, but he's reprising his role as FBI agent, Special Agent David Rossi on Criminal Minds Evolution, and that is streaming on Paramount Plus. Joe Montagna, the great actor, is going to join us, my friend, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Piscopo on the radio.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.